What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? Come on. Because y'all out there listening to me. Nope, that's not why. I'm just messing with y'all. I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise because, first of all, God made you that way. So shout out to you, God. Oh, my God. God is so thorough, y'all. And so wise. Yes. Definitely a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Oh, my gosh. Now, look. What's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, y'all already know. Yes, yes, yes. Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And you know there's a third thing that I do tell y'all too, right? The third thing that I tell y'all is I got to give a shout out to my haters. My naysayers, the people who are in disbelief, you know, the ones who, you know, just come around and look at your pieces, you know. And what is it that I say to these haters and them people, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you are just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, are you just trying to figure out what the heck is going on and you still don't know, let me break it down to you why I say that. Okay. I say it on every episode, but I gotta say it, okay? What happens is that when you are out here shining bright like a diamond, yeah, woo, shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening, because y'all never know who listening to you. You know, but when you out here being all thrilled and wise and doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby, and you got God in your life, what God does, you know, what his word says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Yeah, he said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? And your cup is going to run over. Oh, my gosh. Then he said, I'm going to make your enemy your footstools. You know, he do all this stuff, right? But what he does is he prepares his table for him, right? So, like I said, think about all the goodies, all the things that they like and you like and all that. It's just out on this table, right? And they like, wait a minute, is that my boy over there shining on? That my girl that's shining on? They like, is that my favorite treat? What's going over here? Is that this? You know, it's whatever it is, this guy's using them in like the bait. He's like baiting them in so they can come over and see what you got going on. And what happens is, through all of this, they start paying attention. So like with me, I got a podcast. You know, I got my food, I got my clothes. They want to see what's going on. And then also right now, I'm going through some health issues. So they like, you know, I got to listen to her. What she got going on right here? Let me figure it out. And what happens is, they wind up getting blessed by the message. Okay. Whatever God's using to put out there for them, to draw them in. So what you say when you start to see all the haters and the people and the naysayers and the non-believers and the ones that, you know, used to be there, but now they don't want, you will know too much about God, but they want to be nosy, you know, all that type of stuff. What you say to these people is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Okay? So never be upset and nothing like that when all that stuff start happening. All you do is, you know, you just invite them into the circle, you know, from a distance so they can go ahead and get, you know, what it is that they're supposed to get. All right, so look, let me go on over to the left, to the left, to the left so I can shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. And as y'all, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Listen, oh my gosh. So look, like I told y'all earlier, I recorded a podcast earlier because I fell asleep last night, okay? And I can't have my babies out here lost. I got to be committed to what I said I got to be committed to, all right? A different podcast every day. This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all pray for me. You know, 21 straight days, I ain't playing around. You know, y'all got to pray for me because, you know, the enemy, you know, he don't want me to shine bright like a diamond, but I got to keep going. All right, so look, well, my name is RONI76 on Instagram. I put a little video out there, child. Now, look, I need y'all to understand that I don't do that, okay? Especially not in that rare type of form. And when I got the sickness, well, I won't call it sickness, but when I got, you know, I'm coming up out of this thing. You know, I got some health issues, right? Because we ain't claiming that in Jesus' name. So I'm on there, you know, doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. And I had lost a little weight. I told you I weighed like 130. No, I weighed like 122. I got on the scale at the doctor's and I was just like, oh my God. You know, that did something to me. But I'm going to talk to y'all about that later because that's part of the new podcast. And I got a story to tell like Biggie. But make sure y'all check that out. Then I put, you know, my scriptures and things like that up there. And just some inspirational stuff because that's what I'm giving to y'all right now. You know, I got some comedy, some good stuff coming. I'm going to be singing to y'all. I'm going to be dancing for y'all. I'm going to show y'all how I'm going to be working out. All type of stuff. Y'all going to see all of this stuff. My digestion exercises, my trips to the doctors, the documentary. Baby, everything. Okay, because it's just a touch of that, baby. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, I gotta let you see how God's gonna glorify this whole thing and how He gonna move on over to the left and show y'all how He gonna have me shining bright like a diamond. He gonna show you the healing process so that way you could trust Him. Okay, so look, I'ma skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, or the right. I don't know. And talk to y'all about making love in these kitchen. Yes, I ain't been doing too much, but I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm getting ready to try to make this low histamine like bread. Psyllium husk is in it, flax, all type of stuff. I might put a little applesauce up in there too, child. Look, this is just a touch of day. I can't wait till I get tested on stuff, child. And it might turn out good. I might be able to tolerate it. Okay, so we're going to walk this thing out. But I'm going to still show y'all how to make it. And it might not work for me. But it might. You never know. And I'll let y'all know. It worked well for me. Or I'll tell y'all, nope, it ain't work out. You know, but you'll have the recipe. And you know what else about making Love Feast Kitchen? Listen, I need y'all to hit me up. I need y'all to let me know if y'all want me to do these cooking classes. Now, the cooking class is going to be different. Okay, because this is just a touch of Jay. Okay, but I need you to let me know. You listen to this podcast, you better call me up through the app. You better let me know. You better email me. You better let me know. Because you could be part of this. It is free. okay? I'm doing this for y'all because I love y'all. It's crazy, y'all. We're going to do this via Zoom, okay? So I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to make. It's going to be one of my older recipes, okay? Because look, I did a different one every day for a whole year. Plus, I've been doing them for the last 3 years. So you got at least about a good 400 or 500 recipes. Easy. Things that I can show you how to make. So we're going to do it and I'm going to show you how to make it and I'm going to walk you through it. But I'm not going to be making it because a lot of stuff I can't. But I'm going to walk y'all through it. So I came up with the idea because I have been helping my friend, one of my guy friends, and he been telling me like, look, he done made the black bean chocolate mousse chai. I'll teach y'all how to make that. Y'all going to get turned out. He done made, he just made lamb with the feta cheese. Lord, child, I got the chills just talking about it. Y'all know what making love in V's kitchen do to me. It just turned me, oh, I can't wait so I can make love in V's kitchen. Child, I had got to the point where I just was like, kind of like giving up on making love in V's kitchen for a while. Cause I was like, you know, it's just so much going on, but now I can't wait. Okay, this is just a touch of Jay. So let me know if y'all want to do this. Like I said, we'll do it like Zoom and we can have a whole bunch of people on there and we'll set it up. You're going to have to set it. I'm going to set it up, you know, because I can't do too many of y'all at one time, you know, but I'm going to set it up and I'll pick, you know, and we'll do it like once a week or twice a week or something. And I'll show y'all how to do these recipes and it'll be fun because then y'all get to see me and I get to see y'all. And then, you know, you can do it with the couples and we get the music going on. You know how I did that peach cornbread pie, baby, with that R. Kelly? I don't see nothing wrong. It wasn't that. It was the one with Aaliyah. I forget which one. I told y'all my memory. This thing messed with my memory. So a lot of stuff I can't, I try to remember and it just don't be there. It was the one with Aaliyah. Oh, what was that song? It was one of my favorites. Y'all know it. Anyway, y'all know what it is. Look it up on the Just Touch J app. Look it up. It's everywhere. Making Love V's Kitchen. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. The Cookbook of Love. And it's like the R. Kelly with the Aaliyah. Whatever song that was. I did peach cornbread pie. And we could do peach cornbread pie. Child, I'll show y'all how to do that peach cornbread pie. So easy. Oh my God, making love in V's kitchen. So look, we're going to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And I got to talk to y'all about how I worked out today. Remember how I told y'all I was going to work out today? I said, I'm going to do it for y'all. I promise. Okay. And look, I got a confession. I didn't do the legs. Okay. I didn't do the leg bands because mama is tired. You know, like I don't have, I'm not getting every nutritional thing that I have to get. Okay. Like I told you, I can't take vitamins and certain, well, I don't want to say can't. Right now, my system is not to the point where I can tolerate certain things, okay? So when I try to tolerate them, you know, it's like, bad reaction, all right? And when I say bad reaction, I'm talking about headaches, you know, all this histamine stuff, crazy. So what I did was, sometimes I had this energy, so I did my 40 dips, okay? And that's good, because I was doing 400 dips a day. So to be able to do 40, child, okay? 40 push-ups. Now, look, I was doing 100 and something push-ups a day. Okay, remember 400 upper lower body, upper body movements, 400 ab movements, and 400 lower body movements. I did for 6 months straight. Let's get this together. Let's remember, this is Just Touch J. You don't want me to put that before and after pictures out there for you, baby. Please, okay? If you want to go ahead over to the Just a Touch of J Fit page and check out that booty, scroll all the way down to the bottom. I'm standing there with some heels on. And I showing y'all how my butt was looking. And that was before I even really, really toned it. Look, y'all, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Them pieces was something, okay? And it's going to go right back there. So, you know, look, I did all of that. And then I did my armbands where I pulled them. And then I did like a little rotating one at the top. Okay, I did that. That was 40. And then I did my TRX, like push-ups with my TRX. And I did them too. So, you know, I did do some of this stuff, okay? But this program is going to be the 400. I told you I have the advanced one, and now I have the modified one because of me. I have to modify them. So, look, y'all going to get these pieces. It's going to be so dope. Just keep following me. Just keep watching and you're going to see. And now tomorrow I'm going to do my leg exercise with my bands. I got to get some blood work done. Okay. On Friday. Okay. And on Friday, I'm going to do the arms with the weights and I'm record that so y'all can get to see me doing my first arms with the weights. Ciao. I used to be killing these weights. I don't know. Now they like 5 pound weights. So we're going to see how I work out. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all pray for me. Oh my God, please. So I can do these weights. And then on Saturday, I'm going to do the legs, the leg weights on Friday, whatever that is. I soak my feet tonight too. Yeah, that's part of the healing process. That's part of Just a Touch of J working out. Okay. I soak my feet in some Epsom salt and I did good, y'all. I only did, instead of doing the whole 1/4 that I put in the tub, I did half of the 1/4, but that's good because then that means, like, you know, God told me to do it like on Wednesdays and then I'm going to take my bath, you know, getting back into taking my baths with the Epsom salt and stuff on Sundays. Now, look, I ain't put no rose petals or nothing in there because y'all know how I did that. But this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm healing. Okay, I'm healing and it's working. Okay, and I'm back to eating some meat again with moderation. Okay, so I can get my weight back up because I lost a little bit. Okay, so this Just a Touch of J. I got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And guess what I got for y'all? The Just a Touch of J cannabis line. We got to talk about that. So look. Y'all know I did 4 strains of marijuana. I grew it on my own and all of that. You know, I'm a grower now. You know, and all that medical marijuana. I do what it is that I do. And guess what? So I'm doing some research, right, about mast cells and histamine. Child, guess what I found out? That if I go ahead and get, like, some medical marijuana and talk to my doctor, you know, and I could do that whole thing, that'll probably stop it. Ooh, child, now listen. Ooh, I just got the chills. Ooh, child. I don't know what God got going on. I'm trying to tell you, but when he told me to start that medical marijuana line, it was really for people who have anxiety and to help them. And this might be something, child. I discovered something like that. God walked me into my purpose. I had to go through this. So he go ahead and had me do this and had me do that, child. I don't know what he got going on, but something coming up out of that. You better keep paying attention. So I'm talking to my doctor about that. We're going to see what it does. But it's supposed to help with the mast cell activation. Okay? So look. Okay? Mast cells is what goes off in your body when the histamine overload is all crazy. But it helps to calm down the histamine. Y'all do a little research on it and let me know. Because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm excited. Okay? Now look. We got to talk about my Just a Touch of J cannabis papers, okay? They're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. I did that remake with Drake. Make sure y'all check that out. Y'all went crazy on listening to that song. Like, that was like one of my top played songs. And I just remember I was chilling. All you need is just a touch of the J. Pieces. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? That's what I said on there. Y'all got to check that song out. I'm going to put it at right after this. Okay? Right after I get done, I'm going to have the thing go do-do-do-do-do-do, the orchestra playing in the background, and then it's going to go boom. All you need is just a touch of the J. Pieces. And y'all check that out, okay? Because I got to put that out there in pieces for you. And go up in the link in my bio. All my bios, check out my link tree, and you can purchase you some. I actually showed y'all them on the video on My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Also, in Making Love V's Kitchen, they got that video. We Are Just a Touch of J got that video. Just a Touch of J's Fitness got that video. And the Jataj Podcast Network got that video. And Facebook got that video. Along with my fitness clothing. That's what we're going to talk about next. Yeah, I showed y'all my outfits, just a couple of them, you know, so y'all can go ahead and keep on purchasing them because y'all did an amazing job and I need y'all to keep on doing it because I got medical bills, baby. This Just a Touch of J. Mama out here was making all this money. I'm on unemployment and everything, y'all. Look, some of y'all out there going through it too, like, what is going on? I need this recession to stop. Okay, I do. And I don't got no problem with telling you all that because we all out here going through stuff. Okay, I told y'all I ain't doing all that no more. This is me. This is it. God done saved my life. And I'm out here trying to tell y'all that it is okay. So look, we got the fitness pieces. I showed y'all some of them. And we got the guys line coming called Tell It's Fit. And it's Tell It Fit to you, baby. It's going to do so good on you. It's going to feel so nice. And y'all going to be looking so right and everything, child. We're going to be winning. Okay, because we are in a season right now. Okay, and I'm getting ready to talk to y'all about y'all seasons. So we got one other thing I gotta tell y'all before I go ahead and I get into the season stuff. All right, okay, season. Okay, y'all gotta make sure y'all check me out on B Break Radio. Okay. Now, look, I keep telling y'all, because I tell y'all, and then it happens, okay? It always happens like that, baby. Always. When I tell you something coming, like that tea, this tea, you know my tea that y'all going to be getting, I tell y'all everything. Y'all get all of the stuff that I tell y'all I put out there in pieces. I just tell you about it first. So I'm telling you about me co-hosting, okay? Also, all right, on a morning show. Interviewing really nice people, amazing people. Just interviewed the dude from R. Kelly, public announcements back in the day. You know, I done interviewed a couple other people. One girl, I love her. She's dope. And put her information out there too. You know, when those episodes dropped, we did a Valentine's Day special. We did a lot of stuff. But I'm going to be coming at y'all twice a day on Beat Break Radio. In the morning, giving y'all the recaps of everything that's going on out here in this crazy world and all this stuff. And also late at night. And I got the Just a Touch of Jay show. Yeah, I'm going to be ramping this thing up where y'all going to be getting the, you know, I don't know if y'all used to watch BET back in the day, but you know, like with the Donnie Simpson and they used to have the love and he would come on there with all his guests and stuff. And he used to be giving the love out and all the hot songs. Yeah, child, it's Just a Touch of Jay. I'm going to put something out there in pieces for y'all, baby, with this sexy voice and y'all going to love it. Okay, now look. I got a story to tell like Biggie Smalls the rapper. I got a story to tell y'all. So look, this one I get to the message and I got to tell y'all what's going on. So today was pretty good. You know, I called up my people. So I was like, you know, I need that encouragement. I talked to one of my girlfriends, you know, and she gave me everything that I needed. And, you know, she's so attentive and she listens. And, you know, she was out there just putting it out there in pieces for me, just helping me. Because I told y'all I was struggling. You know, I started getting off my path a little bit. I talked to y'all about that earlier. When you get off your path and things ain't straight and all that. Hold on, y'all. Look, God tell me, I forgot to put on deodorant. I had went ahead and did some of the stuff I had to do today. And I said, you know, let me get this deodorant out. But anyway, today was an amazing day. Soak my feet, you know. Oh, my God, my legs feel so good. You know, just everything. Like, I'm just so excited because I feel like I'm really coming up out of this thing. But what I told y'all before, or earlier, right, is that sometimes when you start to come out of stuff, what happens is that the enemy, he be on you. Because, you know, you on the right path, right? And life starts getting hard sometimes. I'm sorry, I had to put on that deodorant, y'all. But life starts getting hard sometimes, okay? And when it's hard, you know, we tend to give up because things are rough. And I talked to y'all about the Super Mario game. Like, you know, I used to play the games back in the day. And, you know, you go from one level to the next, to the next, to the next. You know, you elevate, okay, to this next level. But what I want to talk to you about now is that each level has like a different devil, okay? That's what, like a little saying. And elevation requires separation, right? We know that. But I want to talk to you about seasons. A lot of y'all right now are in different seasons of your life. But also, a lot of people are experiencing this weather too. You know, like ice storms and people are dying in their house and snow. And I watch the news. This is just what people been telling me. You know, I don't really watch much TV. But they've been telling me, you know, like it's bad storm places and up north. Shout to y'all out there, Jersey, where I'm from. Yes! Up north. They getting hit, like Philly, New York. They just been getting like a lot of like snow, like crazy. And we would be getting snow in March, April. We used to it, but I'm talking about they about to get some more snow tomorrow. It's like every time you turn around, they get snow. But soon as the season change, they not going to get that no more. So look, God is telling me I need to do this. Proverbs 31. I read Proverbs 31 every day. I got this amazing Bible I got to show y'all from one of my followers who's a really good friend of mine. And it's actually open on Proverbs, right? Right here. Here it is. Proverbs 31:21. It's a little part in here that says, she's talking about the woman and the Proverbs 30 of one woman and who she is. And it says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household. Okay? For her households are covered in like scarlet. They're clothed and covered in scarlet. Let me read that again. 21 says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household. Okay? She's not afraid of the snow for her household at all. Okay? For her households are clothed with scarlet. Right? She maketh like these clothing and things like that. So she's not afraid of the snow. Snow, cold, winter, rough times, the storm. She ain't afraid of that. Okay? So I want to talk to y'all. We're going to get into like a little fear and stuff like that. I've been talking to y'all about stuff that's going on, because a lot of y'all going through stuff, and I'm going through my own little thing too. You know, and some of it's just personal that you're going through. But you got to remember, climate changes. You understand what I'm saying? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like right now, you like in the snow, right? You, it's cold. Things are different. Whether people are being cold to you or what's going on, it's just different. You know, it's a different part. Some people are in the winter because of what's going on. And some of y'all, just even in different countries, are still experiencing this global warming thing we got going on out here. You know, it might not rain this much, and now it is. It might not do this much, and now it is. Or you might be getting hit with a lot of snow, or maybe you've never even seen snow. Shout out to y'all out there in Madagascar, in Zimbabwe, London, Japan, France, Italy, Rome. Thank you for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast. I love you. Yeah, I love everywhere. I love y'all everywhere. And you know, Lagos, Nigeria, I love y'all. Y'all so thorough. Y'all always giving me so much support. But anyway, look, you're experiencing some type of change in your weather that's going on in your life. But you can't be afraid like the Proverbs 31 woman. You got to be secure in the situation that you're in. Because you got to know that it's just a season. Like me, I could really be falling apart right now. Oh my God, I can't eat nothing. I was thanking God today, child. Y'all want to know what I had to eat? Oh my gosh, I had a turkey thigh. It was just so good. And all I did was boil it, because I can't do nothing with it. You know, and I boiled that turkey thigh. Oh my gosh, and the meat was just falling off. You can't cook it long. So you boil it real high, real fast, because the longer you boil it or you put it in the oven, it hits the meat, you don't want them pieces. Oh Lord, you know, I'm so happy it's low right now. I don't want none of them pieces, because then I can't eat it. I lose weight again. Look, though, I try to keep it up, you know. So I boiled that, and then God said, get the purple cabbage out. And sometimes I can do purple cabbage, sometimes I can't. But he let me have it. Boy, I had a nice, like, about 3 cups of purple cabbage. Well, it was probably about 2. But it was a lot. I shredded it up, and I froze the rest of it, because you got to put it in the freezer so I don't want no histamine get on it, you know. Stops the aging process. And then I sauteed that thing, and it wasn't nothing, but I just put in some boiling water. And then when the water came out, I kind of like sauteed to make it get a little bit like a caramelized on there. Oh my God, baby, it's just a touch of day. It tastes so good. Yes. But it's a different season for me, you know, because I'm used to making cakes and cookies and pies and all these different ingredients and everything. Child, sweet potato brownies for you, baby. I'm going to make sure I play that song, too, right after this. You know, and I tell y'all, go over and make a Love and Beach Kitchen. Y'all got to make them sweet potato brownies. Lord, have mercy on me. I wish I could have them sweet potato brownies right now. But I do have a sweet potato, a purple one, that I'm going to try. Okay, we're going to get tested on and see if I can do that, tolerate it. But it's a season that I'm in, okay? And it's a song by Donald Lawrence. You got to walk into season. And you know, I used to praise dance off that song. And if y'all have seen me with praise dance off that song, me and my son, and I mime off of that with my son, child, y'all will be crying. Y'all seen that season? It says that I know you've been going through a lot. You know what? Let me see if I can play some of it for y'all to get the words. Because I gotta give y'all these pieces. Because this is all about, this is about the realness right here. Let me see. I didn't even set this up to do this. Let's see if the good Lord let it happen. Let's see. Hold on, hold on. Come on. Let's see if we can get this thing to do something real quick. And no, I'm not getting paid for any of this. Donald Lawrence. Look it up. Let me see. Donald Lawrence. Let's see. Yep. Let me see if it play. They're going to say it can't open. Ain't no good. Devil is alive. Man, that ain't it. It's this one. Listen to this a little bit.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, cease.
Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. Just listen to the words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen.
I feel seasons everywhere. And I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own. Seasons walk into your seed. Oh, I feel this.
Seasons everywhere.
Y'all hear that? Oh my God.
Said I feel the
blessings in the air.
Those that you sow, it's time to come into your own. Seasons
walk into your season.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints, those who have stayed, those who have prayed. He's gonna fulfill the promise he made. For I heard the Spirit say, it's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your seat.
All right, so y'all heard that, right? It's just such a child. I was over here remembering I used to praise dance. And mom with my son today. Shout out to you, Taquan, with your thorough self. Yes. But what I had to play that for was, is that it's a season. You understand what I'm saying? We just in these seasons out here. You got to walk into that season. That season that you in. Like right now, I'm just walking around this season that I'm in. It's a little rough for me. You know, sometimes I can eat, sometimes I can't. Gotta heal this stomach, gotta heal these intestines, this gut and all that. Some of y'all out there, y'all in y'all season. You going through, you're not going through, you're in and out, you're over here, you're back around the corner, then you're back again. You gotta keep pushing through the season. You gotta be like the Proverbs 31 woman. You can't be afraid of the snow. When the weather changes, when things start going wrong, you still gotta just understand that it's just a season. It's just a season. That's it. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. You got to look at every type of negative situation and you got to call that stuff a liar. You got to be like, no, I don't believe that. Whatever it is you got going on right now, you got to be like, if it's something that's tearing you up or tearing you down, you got to be like, you know what? Mm-mm. This is just a season. Even grass grows, baby. The season changes. You know, like in the fall, this is what God's telling me. You know, the leaves, they change. fall off. Come on now. Sometimes you get your plants and your rose bush looks nice, and other times it don't. It dies out because it's the season. Sometimes you get the apples nice on the tree in different seasons. Other times you don't. The tomatoes are plumper. The season. It changes. Sorry, y'all. That was that kale I ate earlier. Me and kale don't mix, but I just had to get these nutrients in, child. And I'm blessed to be able to eat it. Excuse me. There it goes. But it makes me like a little mucusy. But anyway, the season. It's just a season. Before, I used to be able to eat kale. Then it was to where I couldn't eat nothing. Now I can eat kale. Sometimes it bothers me a little bit. You make me a little mucusy. It's just the season. You understand what I'm saying? We out here right now. It's Corona. Right? We in the season. Some of y'all on unemployment like me. Child, I don't mean to laugh at it, but I just never thought, you know. But we in this season, okay? Sometimes, you know, somebody might have got their car repossessed. Lights might be off or whatever you got going on, but you in the season. Some of y'all doing amazing. You don't got no issues. But you just in your season. Trust me, it's a season that's going to come where you're going to have some issues. You understand what I'm saying? It's the season. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I just wanted to come on here and encourage you and just tell you that whatever it is, if it's a good season, if it's an amazing season, if it's a bad season, just make sure you walk in your season. Just make sure you understand that the predicament that you are in right now, it does not define your destiny. It doesn't make you who you are or break you. Love you, love yourself, love others, be good, cool out, chill, okay? Don't get down on yourself, don't get too puffed up on yourself, because you just in your season, and you got to walk that thing out, like, I'll walk it out, I'll walk it out, I'll walk it out, you know, you got to do that in your season. That's all. This is just a touch of J, baby. I just want you to remember that. Because there's people out here, you know, some of y'all in some rough seasons. And people out here, you know, doing drugs. A lot of people are dying. A lot of people lost their loved ones, you know. Or they I know some people, quite a few people who were, like, sick in the hospital with corona and stuff like that. Like, hold on to their life. And look at me. God done kept me from all that in the name of Jesus. I ain't had no sickness, no nothing. I just got something going on with my intestines, my stomach. But it's still a season. You know, and if I fall apart in it, then I can't give y'all just a touch of J. And if you fall apart in yours, whatever it is, or fall prey to it because it's so good that you think you know, you ain't never going to have no bad days. Uh-uh. You got to be careful, man. It's just a touch of J. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. The season's going to change. And if you're in a goodness right now, the season's going to change. Eventually, you're going to have some rough times. That's why I don't understand people when they get divorces. You know, I haven't been married or nothing like that, but I know that God says, you know, it's for better or for worse. Or in relationships where they go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Not understanding that it's just a season. You're going to have good, you're going to have bad. But if you love somebody and you really want to be with that person, you work it out. You trust God. God gonna do it if you both want to. You understand what I'm saying? It's a season. You know, sometimes you might be going through stuff with your kids or at work. It's just a season. That's it. You gotta walk through this season. Check out that song, Donald Lawrence. It's amazing. Okay? Gospel artist. Really, really good song. Back in the day. Dope. Dopeness. Pure dopeness. All right, so look. That's all I have to say to y'all. So, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? I think I'm going to just say bye. I ain't doing all that. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I said it again, y'all. I'm so sorry. Y'all know I love myself. Oh, my God. I be cracking myself up, child. Look, because you know what? I'm walking in my season. You get that? Look. Are you getting that? I went from eating 2,000-something calories, 3,000 a day, right? I'm talking about 400 upper body movements, 400 lower body movements. Body was transforming like cloud. It's so like that even now. I still got a little sub cut up. But look, if I took pictures, right, just to show y'all progress and videos, when I first started eating meat, you should have seen. Wait till I show y'all this. My body just went like, bow. Like, it was like, thank you, I needed the protein, but all my muscles just came out. And I remember taking pictures like, what the heck? It looked like I was like, he mad or something. Just touch a day. Ain't do nothing. And I was like, this is crazy, but my body needed it. You understand what I'm saying? Just that season. I could be out here tripping out right now. Oh, my God. I went through a season where things was like, it felt like stuff was crawling all over me because it was the histamine just releasing in my body, pins and needles everywhere. You couldn't even deal with them pieces if you wanted to. Trust me. It was smelling 50 feet away, thinking that, am I going crazy? Am I really smelling this? Until somebody told me, no, that's normal. That's what happens. That's when it's real high. Not being able to cook, not being able to eat for a month and a half or even go to the bathroom. Number two, not being able to walk. And now I can run around and everything. Child, it's just a touch of J. Stop my podcast, memory all messed up, stabbing, headaches, everything. Couldn't even wash myself. Couldn't even walk. Now I walk like 4 miles. Because the season's changing. Just like it's going to change for you. So keep your head up, you know, like Tupac. Or keep your head up, you know, that whole thing. Do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. And I'm going to end this with, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Okay? Please don't. Walk into your season like the Donald Lawrence song. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Like, you know, come on. Don't do that. Because you're just in a season. And you all like, man, you know, my whole life, you know, you ready to offer, you know, rob somebody, do something crazy. I don't know what y'all got going on out here. You know, are you down on yourself? You know, your girlfriend broke up with you, something like that. You know, Valentine's Day just passed. You done broke up with somebody. You down here doing that trickery. I don't know. Tricks of the trade. I don't know what's going on with y'all. But I know we all in different seasons. And sometimes we can make ourselves feel like we ain't thorough or wiser. Allow somebody else to. You can't do that. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. The second thing. Because you got to shine on them. They hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine in my season. I'm shining bright like a diamond. With my back hurting, sometimes my legs are still cramping up. But look, I'm like, look, I gotta keep on going. And that's what you gotta do too. Okay, you gotta call them people up. Girl, I'm feeling down today. I can't make it. I need some inspiration. I need you to help me. Or whatever it is, you got to keep pushing through your season. Right? Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Rihanna. Shine bright like a diamond. You got to keep going. Because they hate it, baby. Okay, live that best life. And the last thing I'll tell you all is, right? Skid on about it here. You know, I do the recap. I tell y'all, spread love, man, because it's the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? You have to spread love because it's reciprocity. I keep trying to tell you that. You get what you give. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm trying to tell you. You go ahead, you spread that love. God gonna give you that love back. You out here, you think that what you do to people, you not gonna get back. Look, let me say that again. What you do to people, you're going to get back. So if you spread love, you're going to get that back. The good and the bad. Trust me. God said, I will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow. So spread love, man. It's the Brooklyn way. It's just a touch of J. And I'm just trying to put all that out there in pieces for you. So quick recap is, walk into your season, man. I'm walking in mine day by day. Sometimes I don't want to get up. Sometimes I get up in the morning, I'm like, God, what I'm going to eat today? I hope it don't set nothing off. Like, I don't even know. I'm tired eating the same thing. Then I go, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. I remember, let me tell you this. I remember when all I could eat was rice. Now, rice is not good for the gut, you know? It can mess it up, the permeability of it. And because I have, like, yeast and all this stuff going on in my body, and my body's all messed up because I didn't get the proper nutrients when I didn't eat and all that stuff, you know, it's a whole bunch of factors to it. You know, I had to just eat rice, but God sustained me on rice. Who would have known? Then I went to rice pasta. Who would have known? Okay, only white rice though, not brown. Yeah, he was like, no, you ain't ready for them pieces. You know, you got your system has to do this and that first, because then that stuff gets in your bloodstream differently. And it caused your muscles and stuff to cramp. So he kept that away from me. Oh my God, because he's so thoroughly, he's so wise. He kept it away from me. He let me walk into my season the right way. You getting that? Sometimes you got to keep things away from you. And I'm trying to tell you that I'm blessed and I'm happy that I can even have food. The reciprocity. The love I gave. Y'all got to walk in the season. Because it's going to change. Okay? Now I can do more. Now I can have turkey. And it started off with ground turkey. And now I can have turkey wings, turkey thighs, turkey legs. And then he just told me, God just laid on my heart, I want you to go ahead and get some fish. I said, oh, now fish is, you got to be careful with fish. Because it has to be like flash frozen, like boom. If anybody know anything like that, you know, let me know where they freeze it. Like right when it comes off the boat, they just handle it and they freeze it. Because see, what happens is it's not the histamine, it's the way that it's handled and it creates it. That's why ground turkey isn't good, because it's grinded up. It's processed. That's why processed and fermented foods and things aren't good when you have histamine stuff, because your stomach and your gut ain't straight. Okay, now you got that, all right? But I'm just saying, my seasons are changing. Before you know it, I'm gonna be like, y'all, let me tell y'all what I did, you know, this and that. Y'all be looking at me like, wow, the season changed. And your life going to be the same just like that too. Things are going to change. That's what the podcast was about. All I wanted you to know is that you got to just keep on going regardless. You can't fall apart in the season shifting. Okay? Or you can't think you're too thorough that you won't fall apart when the season changes. Okay? That's it. Check your environment. Love it. Do what it is that you do, baby. And this is just a touch of J. I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. I love my babies! Oh my gosh, this was day, I think this is day 8. Yeah, day 8. I'm giving y'all day 9 tomorrow. Ooh, child, it's getting juicier and juicier by the day. I got some love stuff I want to talk to you. I got love on my mind. Ooh, scandalous. Like off a house party. But I used to tell y'all they have nice to be cooking. Anyway, let me skate on up out of here. The song's up next, all right? I love y'all. Bye. Hey y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? I got the pieces for you. Hey baby, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? God.
Drizzy, let me get at him, boo. Oh, my God.
I don't know what these
beats are.
Y'all like that?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Y'all hear that?
Talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my gosh.
Y'all hear that?
I really don't.
I really don't know where these niggas be at.
But I just want to talk to y'all.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
Man, I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all like it when I do it like that.
This is just a touch of the J.
I don't know where these niggas be at. Y'all know what? I swear I don't know where these niggas be at. Baby. This is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't even have time, ladies. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's y'all problem. We out here trying to find out, you know, where these niggas be at. This is just a touch of your baby. I don't know nothing about where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas be at?
But have y'all been going over to Jay? My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of Jay.
Yeah.
And y'all know y'all gotta scroll over to Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby. That's where I do my food then.
This is just a touch of your chin.
I don't know where these niggas be at. But you know what I do know, y'all?
This is just a
y'all
touch
got
of
the Just a Touch of J podcast popping. I mean, pop, 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 popping.
Just a touch of the chin. Just a touch of the chin.
That's all I'm giving y'all, because that's all you need.
Just a touch of the chin.
Gosh, man.
Just a touch of your knee, it's just a touch of
your chin. This is just a touch of your baby. And y'all know I'll put it out there in pieces for you. I hope y'all like the new song, man. Shout out to Drizzy Drake. Yeah, for letting me get at him. Cause I mean, these niggas be saying they this place and that place. And I'm just trying to tell y'all that I really don't know where these niggas be at, because you know, I'm out here trying to focus. I gotta win. Ain't no time for that, man. Cause I gotta give y'all what y'all need.
Just a touch of the chin.
Cause baby, you know you're fine, right?
I'm sorry, y'all.
I just gotta give a shout out to
the love of my life.
God. I need you to come and make love in this kitchen. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Just a touch of the chin.
All he needs is just a touch of J. And all you need is just a touch of the J. Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? It's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that, trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next. know you love me. She y'all go over there making loving beats. Kitchen, go on over there making loving beats. Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She prepared brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Joy podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of joy. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make a loving beats kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Is just a touch of Jay. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of Jay. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of Jay.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Know I'm thrilling wise, right.
All you need is just a touch, it's
just
a
touch.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch, it's just a touch.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?